Today on K107 FM, it's not every day that we have a film producer on air. Today we have Karen Newman, and she is producer of Love Without Walls. Karen, welcome to K107 FM.
Hi.
Karen, the title of your film, Karen, it gives the game away. You know, Love Without Walls, I'm guessing it's a love story.
It is. It's a love story about a young musician and a photographer, and they're priced out of London. It's set post-COVID. We do acknowledge the COVID world, but we definitely don't dwell in it. They price out of London. They lose their home, as lots of people have done, unfortunately, due to the pandemic, unable to afford to live in London. They decide to go to Southend, stay with some friends, but their sofa surfing doesn't go so well, and people don't want them to stay with them. So they end up homeless and on the streets. And it's their story, really, is how they survive, how they come together, get pulled apart. But it's all set to music. So it's not a musical, but it's a music drama.
But it could be set to be a musical if it's successful. I would.
Well, you never know.
You never know, yes. Look at what's happened to many a small movie, and it's been turned into a feature musical. And I do like the story, because it tells the story of 70,000 households, perhaps, in the UK. Being described as sometimes home isn't four walls, sometimes it's two eyes and a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Where did that come from for you?
That's the director and writer, Jane Gull. It's a very personal story for her, because part of her childhood, she was actually homeless. So she lost her family home, and she does a lot of work with people who've been affected by homelessness. And she always feels that home isn't necessarily the building around you, bricks and mortar. It's people, and it's your heartbeat, and it's your family and who you're with.
So family make the walls come alive.
Yeah.
So Sophie, so in your film Love Without Walls, Sophie, the character, becomes a roadie and a photographer and a manager for her wannabe rock star husband. How does that go?
Well, Niall McNamee, who's the singer-songwriter, it's all his original music. He's also the lead actor, absolutely brilliant. And they start off, you know, he's gigging around pubs where there's no audience, and, you know, that kind of struggling musician where you just want to play your stuff, but there's nobody there. He gets pressured into playing recognisable tunes. There's a lovely scene where he breaks into a Chaz and Dave song. We actually had Joan Hodges, the late Chaz's wife, actually as part of the cast, which was wonderful. He plays his music. He's passionate about it. He's writing a song throughout the whole film for Sophie, and actually that's kind of like the theme tune throughout the whole film, and you keep hearing little bits of it in different ways and in different sung by different people.
Yeah, right. Okay, that sounds very, very interesting, and a very sort of classic line to, you know, losing your home and, you know, struggling and trying to get some. Use your talent to get out of that situation, yeah. And unfortunately, they have to give up their black lab.
The black lab is played by my dog.
Oh, lovely, lovely. So, a dog in the acting world, would the dog be given a stage name?
No, she's playing herself, Maisie. It was too complicated to change her name on set, so she became Maisie.
Right, okay, not earned her equity card yet.
No, she's not a film dog, so that day on set was... it was trying for everybody.
And Love Without Walls, Shanna Swash plays Sophie, and she's from the long-running show EastEnders.
Yes.
What an amazing cast you've got there. Are you well connected, or did these actors magnetate to the filming of Love Without Walls?
Well, we had an amazing casting director attached, Ben Cogan, who used to cast for the BBC and went freelance about 7 or 8 years ago. And actually, I've worked with him quite a lot. Absolutely fantastic. And all the cast is due to him.
Yes, I had the pleasure of speaking to Ben around 3 or 4 weeks ago, in fact, about The Man in the Bottom of the Garden.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, and it was a lovely chat. And a well worth film watching that. It's just a lovely... lockdown film to watch.
Yeah, that's really brilliant.
Full of humour, yes. Karen, getting back to your film, Love Without Walls. Talking about Paul, played by Niall McNamee, he plays snippets of his record during his travels with his partner, and it's a terrific love story. But these snippets, I wonder if one day they'll coagulate, come together and make a hit record. Hopefully. It's bringing back memories of Nick Berry in EastEnders. Remember Nick, and he tried to get back with Sharon, and he released Every Loser Wins, and it went straight to the top of the charts. Remember that? Let's hope Paul, the character in your film, does that. He does it in real life. And Niall McNamee finds himself at the top of the charts with snippets of this song and the full song from your film, Love Without Walls. So, Karen, tell me and K107FM and Kirkcaldy Fife in Scotland why everyone should go out and see Love Without Walls.
It's a low-budget, independent British film, and I think low-budget films are great, but British film industry has really taken a hit over the last 18 months, as has all industries. But I think British film has really suffered. We all binge watch things on Netflix. That's how we got through lockdown, and it's just starting to make a comeback. And I think it's really important that people champion the small British independent film, because you can, you know, the big studios, Marvel, Disney, they're wonderful, but it's the heart and soul that's independent film, really, which is where my heart lies.
Not that Netflix is a bad medium at all. It gives much.
No,
more,
not at all. But I don't know how anybody else has found, but I've literally exhausted the content.
Oh, right.
Through lockdown. So it's good to see new things coming through.
I don't know when I'll exhaust the content. I just and maybe when I retire. But Love Without Walls. Where can people see it and find it and view it?
Well, at the moment it's in post-production, so it won't be available to be publicly viewed until November, December. We're hoping to make it a 2022 film, so it starts a brand new film year. And it'll be going around festivals, hopefully a cinema release, and you'll probably be able to find it online at some point. But I have a website, and you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and all the information's there.
Fantastic. Well, Karen, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you about Love Without Walls, and all the best for the future production. Is out. It's going to be completed about November, I read, but
yes,
it will be out in 2022.
It will be, yes.
Just behind Peaky Blinders as they come out in January. Yeah? Okay. Well, Karen, thanks for your time today, and thanks for chatting to us on K107FM.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. There you go. You heard it here on K107FM first. Love Without Walls, that's the new film for 2022. I think that'll come out about maybe St. Valentine's Day. Nice film to see on St. Valentine's Day, a nice love story. K107.